The comprehensive Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership is due to be signed on March 8th in Chile and is expected to take effect in 2019. 11 countries are committed to signing up to the agreement. Negotiations on the agreement continued despite the U.S. falling out of the original Trans-Pacific Partnership after Donald Trump became president in 2017. China will not be a signatory to the new Trans-Pacific Partnership. However, China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi said that China has been and will remain a firm supporter of free trade. China helped facilitate the launch of the Asia-Pacific Free Trade Area at the annual APEC Economic Leaders Meeting in 2014 and is an active participant in the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership.
我要说的是啊，不管是 RCEP 还是
Be it ICEP or CPTPP. We hope to see better communication, coordination, and interaction between the various free trade initiatives in our region so that they may complement one another, help resist trade protectionism, and contribute to a more open global economy.
In 2013, Chinese President Xi Jinping proposed the Belt and Road Initiative. The initiative is expected to support efforts toward greater globalization. On Thursday, Wang Yi dismissed the suggestions from some commentators that the Belt and Road Initiative lacked openness and transparency.
无论是规划合作蓝图，还是实施具体项目，
The planning and implementation of BRI projects have been discussed by the participants in the open. No country is dominating the process. All parties have an equal say. There is no backroom deal. Everything is transparent.There is no winner-takes-all. Every project delivers win-win results.
The minister also dismissed the suggestions that plans by U.S., Japan, India, and Australia to establish a regional infrastructure scheme known as the Indo-Pacific Strategy was a countermove to the Belt and Road.
确实有些学者和媒体啊在渲染。
Contrary to the claim made by some academics and the media outlets that the Indo-Pacific Strategy aims to contain China,The four countries' official position is that it targets no one. I hope they mean what they say, and their action will match their rhetoric. As to the relationship between the Indo-Pacific Strategy and the Belt and Road Initiative, let us not forget that the BRI has received the support of over 100 countries. Nowadays, stoking a new Cold War is out of sync with the times.And inciting bloc confrontation will find no market.
Meanwhile, Wang Yi also shed light on U.S.-China trade frictions, saying that as the first and second largest economy in the world, the two sides should find a mutually beneficial solution as their interests are highly intertwined. For CRI, this is Guan Chao.